First, let's take a look at our headlines.
President Miguel Díaz-Canel denounces manipulated use of social media in coup d'etat in Bolivia.
Cuban Prime Minister visits Holguín Province.
Protests throughout the United States condemn Trump's actions in Iraq and Iran.
Iraqi parliament votes to oust U.S. military, and Trump threatens sanctions.
And now the news in detail.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel denounced on Monday the manipulated use of social media during the coup d'etat in Bolivia last November, which was followed by the formation of a de facto government led by Jeanine Áñez. Sharing on Twitter an article published by the Cuba Debate news website concerning cyber operations in the South American nation during the period of the right-wing coup, the Cuban president declared that the report makes clear the use of social media platforms in unconventional wars. Entitled Five Questions About the Bolivian Coup Operation on Twitter, the article exposes the use of technology and communications to destabilize and organize paramilitary street activities in the nation. It also reveals the creation in a short time of tens of thousands of false accounts to generate support and an alleged consensus against the government of Evo Morales, aligned with Washington's rhetoric and the interests of the far right.
Cuban Prime Minister Manuel Marrero has begun overseeing activities in the provinces following his recent designation by the National Assembly. Marrero toured the municipality of Hebrada in the eastern Holguín province over the weekend. He was briefed on the progress of its social programs and activities in support of local development. The Prime Minister called for the increased development for export and domestic consumption of the tourist industry, food production, fishing, textile production, and tobacco. He also addressed the need for sustaining public services such as health, gastronomy, trade, culture, and community projects. Marrero also was interested in the expansion and renovation of institutions such as the municipal hospital, the medical facility branch, the home for the elderly, as well as the increasing house construction and boosting local small industry and development projects.
More than 70 demonstrations took place across the United States on Saturday to protest the Trump administration's killing of a top Iranian general and its decision to send about 3,000 more soldiers to the Middle East. The protests were spearheaded by ACT Now to Stop War and End Racism, a U.S.-based anti-war coalition in conjunction with more than a dozen organizations. The coalition is demanding that the U.S. withdraw all troops from Iraq and end what it says is a war on Iran, this according to spokesperson Walter Smolarek. Demonstrations took place outside the White House and in New York City's Times Square. Actress Jane Fonda, who has been organizing weekly protests against political inaction on climate change, joined the demonstration in D.C. and spoke to protesters at the rally. The targeted assassination and murder of a central leader of Iran is designed to initiate a new war. Unless the people of the United States rise up and stop it, this war will engulf the whole region and could quickly turn into a global conflict of unpredictable scope and potentially degradative consequences, Answer said on its website.
Global tensions are mounting following Washington's assassination of Iranian commander Qasem Soleimani in a drone strike at the Baghdad International Airport last Friday morning. More than 1 million mourners poured into the streets of Iran and Iraq for the funeral procession of the longtime leader of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, Quds Force. In response to the assassination, the Iraqi parliament voted Sunday to expel all U.S. military forces from Iraq. President Trump responded by threatening to impose sanctions on Iraq like they've never seen before. Observers note that Iraq has previously been the target of some of the harshest sanctions the world has ever seen. U.S. sanctions killed more than 1 million Iraqis, including over 500,000 children, between 1990 and 2003.
And you've tuned to Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC. If you're in and around the Cuban capital, you may be listening to us on your FM radio. That is, if you're tuned in to 102.5 FM. Now let's go back over to our news. Here's Lena Valverde.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel highlighted on Sunday the influence of national hero José Martí on the Caribbean nation's efforts to consolidate its independent development model. The Cuban president stated on Twitter that Martí's legacy is always present and indispensable. He's a premise and reference in our aspirations and achievements, he wrote. The head of state posted a link to an article published by Juventud Rebelde on Sunday, which refers to the transcendence of the person considered to be the universal Cuban. José Martí created the Cuban Revolutionary Party and organized the war of 1895 against Spanish colonialism, known as the Necessary War. Because of Martí's universal projection as a writer, politician, thinker, journalist, philosopher, and poet, his stature went beyond the borders of his country and his time to become the greatest Hispanic American political thinker of the 19th century.
The Cuban Baseball Federation has announced that Cuba has been marginalized from the Caribbean Series of Baseball, scheduled for February 1st to February 7th in San Juan, Puerto Rico, due to pressure from the United States. The Cuban organization stated that it received a notice from the Caribbean Professional Baseball Confederation, CBPC, affirming that it could not guarantee the presence in the Caribbean Series of the winning team in the current Cuban National Series, supposedly because of insufficient time to transmit the U.S. visas necessary for travel to Cuba. The Cuban Federation said that the decision by the CBPC responds to arbitrary pressure from the U.S. government, and it occurs in addition to other deceitful actions by its commissioner, who has hindered Cuba's full membership in the Caribbean organization. The Cuban Federation reaffirms its willingness to participate in the Puerto Rico series if the Caribbean Professional Baseball Confederation guarantees, as in previous occasions, the necessary conditions to do so.
U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that his military would hit what he calls very important targets related to Iran if the Iranians want to retaliate for the assassination of a senior military commander. Trump threatened to target 52 locations in Iran, including cultural sites, if Iran retaliates against the United States. The targeting of cultural sites is widely viewed as a war crime. Trump said the number 52 was for Iran's taking of 52 hostages 40 years ago. The threat came after Iranian authorities said they would show a harsh response to the U.S. strikes that killed General Qasem Soleimani. Many around the world have criticized Trump for ordering the airstrikes that led to the assassination of Soleimani, saying the move could lead to a major conflict in the Middle East. The United States is sending thousands of troops to the Middle East in preparation for such a potential conflict. This despite repeated claims by Trump that he wants the American forces extracted from the region.
Following an emergency meeting in Cairo, Egypt, to discuss the Libyan situation, the permanent delegates of the Arab League said Tuesday they reject foreign interference in Libya, which has been ravaged by war for over 8 years. The Arab League Council highlighted the need to prevent interference that could contribute to facilitating the arrival of foreign extremists in Libya. The delegates expressed concern over the military escalation, which is exacerbating the situation in Libya and threatening the security and stability of the country's neighbors as well as the whole region. They urged for an end to the military conflict, arguing that political talks are the only solution to restore stability and eliminate terrorism in the North African country. The meeting came as Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and the United Nations recognized the government of national accord in Libya and agreed that Turkey would provide ground, air, and maritime assistance if requested by the government.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
President Miguel Díaz-Canel denounces manipulated use of social media in coup d'etat in Bolivia.
Cuban Prime Minister visits Holguín province.
Protests throughout the United States condemn Trump's actions in Iraq and Iran.
Iraqi parliament votes to oust U.S. military, and Trump threatens sanctions.